Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. The Downtown Art Crawl is back again, featuring 8 art galleries along with food and entertainment on the streets of downtown Monroe and West Monroe tonight. President of the Downtown Arts Alliance, Kelsey McCrary, joins me for more details. Kelsey, welcome to Land Yap.
Good morning, Tyler.
Good to see you. So August is obviously a very hot month, but the Downtown Art Crawl is even hotter. I mean, we're talking about 8 galleries tonight.
Yep, that's right. 6 on the Monroe side and 2 on the West Monroe side.
Wow. Yep.
So we're pretty excited about what we have going on. And we know that the heat is often hard to overcome, but we do have air conditioning, so you are more than welcome to come take advantage of that. And as a reminder, our event is always free and open to the public, so 5 to 9 this evening.
Sure, and in spite of the heat, what do people have to look forward to tonight?
A couple of my favorites coming out tonight. There's a show in the Palace Gallery by North Louisiana native Emily Ezel, and just beautiful mark making, a lot of wonderful color that I've seen in those pieces. So I'm pretty excited to see how they handle that. You know, the way that they hang in the palace is unique, and they're not just a typical white walled gallery where they're hanging those up on the wall. So you should definitely come out and check that out. We're going to have a couple of vendors in their open space, so some healthy juice samples and people that are trying to get their businesses off the ground. So it should be a refreshing alternative to just walking around in the heat.
All right. We still have a lot more galleries to get to. Usually Ann is with us.
I know. We miss her this morning for sure.
Right. We always joke about trying to get
through
all
best.
Of them. Right. Let's get to the Garrett House because this is newly renovated for the August crawl.
Yeah. They actually close in June for renovations. They're not quite done yet. They're still working on that, but they are going to be back open for August. If you are coming out of Art Alley, you're going to go all the way down past the River Market. It's on your right, so a nice little stroll there. But it's the oldest building on that side of the river, formerly the Isaiah Garrett Law Office. So you definitely have to check that out just for the architecture and the history that's found there. But they're going to be showing Louisiana Tech School of Design Professor Nicole Duet, and she's going to be having some of her beautiful paintings that everybody always loves to see. You know, whenever we have a collection of her work nearby, I always make an effort to get out there and see it. She's super talented, and we're very grateful to have her in the area. But hopping across the river to Rumo's, there's a young man showing there. He's a photographer. He actually taught English in China, so they chose to name the show Chinography, and his photographs are National Geographic in style, so very documentary, black and white, just beautifully composed, sharp imagery, so you don't want to miss that. And of course, walking down Antique Alley gets you to Washoe River Art Gallery, you know, the oldest co-op in the state, about 25 artists there. So you always have to make a trip over that way to see what they have to offer. Always some music, some food, and some drink. Antique Alley is always a good time. It's always nice to see which stores are going to be open late and have their doors open for those crawlers to come in and get some after-hours business.
All right, and let's talk about the Palace Gallery. You guys are hosting a very special guest there. This is a North Louisiana native, and she's been a working artist since she could hold a crayon.
That was Emily that we just talked about. She's got some great things going on in Palace. We're really pumped about that. But since Palace does face Art Alley, if you come back down Art Alley, and of course you have Arnder Studio on the left, and we're going to be showing someone from Baton Rouge, so excited to bring somebody in from out of town. His name is Chad Schoonmaker. He does some abstract pieces, very bright acrylic on canvas. It's a very colorful show, so as soon as you walk in the space, you'll be a little bit overtaken by the color. We're really excited to, it's almost like you're in his studio is the experience that you get when you're in the space, so definitely come by. He's got pieces large and small that can fit everybody's, you know, any room in their house, any budget.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Sugar Gallery. I hear they got some pretty sweet things over
there. They do. Lazy Days of Summer. I actually saw some of them last night finishing hanging up part of their shows. So, you know, we've got a great group of artists in that space. They show every time. They're just like this ragtag little family that we love so much, and they love each other, and they do some great things. Melanie Duthit's going to have some coastal-inspired things coming out of the summer months. Berg Ransom's going to have some great sunsets that you can juxtapose against that. Leah Reitzel, I saw those last night. They're very textured, lots of paint, very colorful, so a good time. And, of course, Scott Stone up on the mezzanine. He's going to be on the landing, and all of his guitars are going to be adorned with seashells this time to go along with their summer theme.
Absolutely. Now, Kelsey, you have to keep me on track here. We have 8 galleries, so did we get to the River Gallery?
We did get to River Gallery, but we do need to go upstairs to the upstairs gallery.
Upstairs gallery, let's talk about
so
that.
So track with me mentally. You're going up the stairs from Sugar. I've actually seen both shows in upstairs and the big room. You know, they're right across from each other, and they're always a party, always fun. Big room has a very interesting show this time. It's like we posted yesterday on Facebook, which you should follow us if you're not, the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Ratcliffe. So, you know, Yulin professor for a long time, shaped a lot of artists in this area, just beautiful work. He's a potter, so he's going to be up there giving live demonstrations, and you cannot miss out on that. I've also got some pieces that you can pick up if you need to add to your collection. But that's always going to be something that you have to take advantage of when he's out in the community and he's doing his thing for the public. But of course, you've got Emily Caldwell with a whole wall of new smaller size pieces, Callie White with some very cool embroidered canvases, Alyssa Guidry Posey, Amy Uchley, and Stephanie Jordan. But if you walk right across the hallway, you'll get to the upstairs. So upstairs is going to be somewhat of an amalgamation of artists. So you've got first time crawler Yana Giles. She's a Yulin professor and she's going to be showing her photography. We're really excited to see what she's got. And it's going to be hung on the walls while you have these crazy sculptures in the middle of the room, large scale by Kay McDonald and Anna Rowan. They're collaborative, very brightly colored, so you can't miss out on those. I saw a few of them earlier this week and was pretty excited to see what they'd come up with. And right next to that, you have some collages by Angela Genusa. And so these are very vintage. They're witty. They're creative. You have to get up close to them to see what's going on in the frames. So upstairs is definitely going to be an experience this time around.
Right. Yeah. Wow. I think we made them through.
We made it through.
Certainly a lot to look forward to, Kelsey. This is a family event, so people of all ages are welcome
That's
to come.
Right.
KEDM will be at the Sugar Gallery. The art crawl itself is from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. tonight, Kelsey. How can people get in contact with you guys for more information?
Definitely hit us up on Facebook, on Instagram. It's just Downtown Gallery Crawl, or you can go to our website at downtowngallerycrawl.com.
Right, president of the Downtown Arts Alliance, Kelsey McCreary, joining me in studio. Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us. Find this and other Lanyaps on our website at kedm.org.